这是2024年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转图到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello.I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're sort of a social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events. And we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German, and Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much this shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Look, we have time for a hamburger from a fast food restaurant.
Forget that. I know a new restaurant on Maple Street, not far from our company. Is that okay with you?
Perfect.Hi, Vicky. I remember our class presentation is on Wednesday, but you said it's on Thursday. Are you sure?
Oh, sorry. It was a slip of the tongue. I meant Tuesday for sure.
Allen's Furniture. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm the one who asked about the price of a glass tea tabletop just now. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The size should be 75 centimeters by 50 centimeters.
Oh, that'll make a difference in the price. Hold on and let me find out.
These are our new arrivals. Every man should own at least one woolen sweater, don't you think?
I agree. Any suggestions?
The one with two pockets sells best this year. Lightweight and stylish. Would you like to try it on? How do you like your school, Tom?
Oh, I like it a lot. And I also like the area. The nearby recreation center is cool. Thank you, Mom.
What a relief that you're happy with your new home.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题5秒钟。听完后。 各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
I don't know if I want to go to college. I don't think I'll do very well there.
Why not?
Because I'm not smart.
Yeah, it can be scary.
Did you ever come close to dropping out, Dad?
No, but I worried a lot before I went, because I thought college would be full of brains. Once I got there, I found out that most of the kids were just like me.
I don't know if I want to go to college. I don't think I'll do very well there.
Why not?
Because I'm not smart.
Yeah, it can be scary.
Did you ever come close to dropping out, Dad?
No, but I worried a lot before I went, because I thought college would be full of brains. Once I got there, I found out that most of the kids were just like me.
Ting下面一段对话，回答第8至第10三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Hello, listeners. People around the world are reporting that birds are much louder these days. Now, I've connected with Dr. Zollinger, and let's hear what she will say.
Well, we feel that they're singing louder, because they sing in typically noisy places. But when the noise is gone, they sing quieter than they normally do.
So, in other words, birds are like us. In a noisy bar, for example, people will raise their voices?
Exactly. We know that birds sing quieter on the weekend mornings. This is because the noise levels are lower than the weekday rush, and that's probably what's happening now. Here, I've recorded a call of a songbird. Listen to see if you can hear the difference.
Hello, listeners. People around the world are reporting that birds are much louder these days. Now, I've connected with Dr. Zollinger, and let's hear what she will say.
Well, we feel that they're singing louder, because they sing in typically noisy places. But when the noise is gone, they sing quieter than they normally do.
So, in other words, birds are like us. In a noisy bar, for example, people will raise their voices?
Exactly. We know that birds sing quieter on the weekend mornings. This is because the noise levels are lower than the weekday rush, and that's probably what's happening now. Here, I've recorded a call of a songbird. Listen to see if you can hear the difference.
Hi, I don't think we've met before. I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Gina. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Gina. Where do you come from?
Well, originally I'm from Canada, but we moved to Australia when I was about 5 years old. Now my parents live in Tokyo. How about you, Mike?
I was born in Glasgow, and we lived there until I was six. Then, since my father worked for an international trade company, we moved all over the place.
Oh, yeah? Where are some of the places you've lived?
Most of the time, we lived abroad. We spent a total of 10 years in Japan, Germany, and Korea. We came back to the UK only 2 years ago, but I think my parents would prefer to stay overseas for another 20 years.
Wow. It sounds like you've had an interesting life.
Hi, I don't think we've met before. I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Gina. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Gina. Where do you come from?
Well, originally I'm from Canada, but we moved to Australia when I was about 5 years old. Now my parents live in Tokyo. How about you, Mike?
I was born in Glasgow, and we lived there until I was six. Then, since my father worked for an international trade company, we moved all over the place.
Oh, yeah? Where are some of the places you've lived?
Most of the time, we lived abroad. We spent a total of 10 years in Japan, Germany, and Korea. We came back to the UK only 2 years ago, but I think my parents would prefer to stay overseas for another 20 years.
Wow. It sounds like you've had an interesting life. Good morning. Welcome the space hero, Mr. Green, to my studio.
Hello, Maria. Hello, my dear friends.
Well, let's start from the first question I collected from the audience. Did you have any moments of dizziness since you landed back on the Earth?
The first 3 days back were pretty tough. Your body system is all messed up, so you feel dizzy. It's quite normal, though.
Thanks. Another question. Would you go for the first manned Mars travel, if you have the chance?
Absolutely. A trip to Mars is hugely exciting. I'm always ready for it.
I know you can watch movies on the space station. What's your favorite space movie? Some people asked.
Apollo 13 is probably my top one, and my sons love Blue Earth. It was brilliant watching the new movie on board the space station.
Good morning. Welcome the space hero, Mr. Green, to my studio.
Hello, Maria. Hello, my dear friends.
Well, let's start from the first question I collected from the audience. Did you have any moments of dizziness since you landed back on the Earth?
The first 3 days back were pretty tough. Your body system is all messed up, so you feel dizzy. It's quite normal, though.
Thanks. Another question. Would you go for the first manned Mars travel, if you have the chance?
Absolutely. A trip to Mars is hugely exciting. I'm always ready for it.
I know you can watch movies on the space station. What's your favorite space movie? Some people asked.
Apollo 13 is probably my top one, and my sons love Blue Earth. It was brilliant watching the new movie on board the space station.
Our next dress-up day will be on Friday, October 28th, and it is our annual dress-up day. On this day, students may dress up in fun clothes, and there will be a march around the school. Students are reminded not to carry sharp things, such as knives and swords. And please make sure that you can see and breathe easily if you wear masks. Parents are invited to watch the event, but are asked to stand either in front of the office, near the flagpole, or in the grassy courtyard. The students will be marching around on the sidewalks, so we do need to keep all sidewalks clear. Parents and friends may also join in the march if they are dressed in appropriate clothes, but if you're just watching, we'd like to ask you to stay in one spot to reduce traffic jams. Students who do not wish to take part in the event, for religious or other reasons, should inform their teacher, and they will be allowed to stay in the office until after the event. Our next dress-up day will be on Friday, October 28th, and it is our annual dress-up day. On this day, students may dress up in fun clothes, and there will be a march around the school. Students are reminded not to carry sharp things, such as knives and swords. And please make sure that you can see and breathe easily if you wear masks. Parents are invited to watch the event, but are asked to stand either in front of the office, near the flagpole, or in the grassy courtyard. The students will be marching around on the sidewalks, so we do need to keep all sidewalks clear. Parents and friends may also join in the march if they are dressed in appropriate clothes. But if you're just watching, we'd like to ask you to stay in one spot to reduce traffic jams. Students who do not wish to take part in the event, for religious or other reasons, should inform their teacher, and they will be allowed to stay in the office until after the event.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。